Coming up on an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns, break down the 2016 schedule release, go to the movies with Gary Barnage.
I think it was probably the first time I watched The Goonies. I think that's what got me into movies.
See where defensive lineman Xavier Cooper grew up and how he went from high school underdog to defensive line standout.
All that and more coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns. Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to an all-new edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Sarah Carnes as always. Sarah, do you smell it? Do you feel it? We're out here on the football field. I love it.
I do. I love it, too. We're at the Berea Training Facility, and the schedule release came out a little sooner than we anticipated. So let's go ahead and check it out and see what this season has to offer.
2016 Browns regular season schedule has been released, and here are the highlights. The Browns open the season on the road September the 11th against Philadelphia and have their home opener in week two here at First Energy Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens. Some of the highlights in the early part of the season, October the 2nd, RG3 returns to Washington, and then the Browns come home the next week to face the big-time New England Patriots. October the 23rd at the Cincinnati Bengals, first time not on a Thursday night against the Bengals in 3 years. They get the Ravens on the road for Thursday Night Football, the only primetime game of the year, on November the 10th. The Browns have a late bye week, week number 13, closing out the home schedule week 16 against the Chargers and finishing the regular season week 17 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. One thing to note, 5 of the first 7 on the road, but 6 of the last 9 at First Energy Stadium. That's a quick look at your 2016 Browns regular season schedule. For a full look at the schedule and analysis, visit ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Sarah, I think it's going to be a huge year. You've got the Patriots, you've got the Cowboys coming to First Energy Stadium, and oh, by the way, there are single game tickets still available. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com/tickets.
Well, before we get to the regular season, it's the off season still here in Berea. And what's capturing most of the attention is what's going on behind me, all of the renovations. Let's take a look behind the scenes and see what's going on.
Currently, we are undergoing the largest renovation we've ever had. The building was created in 1991. And some of those areas have not been altered since then. Essentially, we're upgrading the player's world. This actually brings us efficiency and flow, so the players have an environment where they can get all of their stuff done in one area. It's nice to have everything the way it should be. Now we have a 2-lane, 75-foot pool with a hot tub, a cold tub, and a thermal plunge pool that will incorporate one area for all the players to do what they need to do and go right into the training room for any rehab or the weight room or directly to their locker room. Once the players enter, they'll have an area just for themselves to come into. From there, they're going to enter into their classrooms, whatever they want. It's their world. It's so hard at this point in time to think that in 2 months' time this is going to be our players' lounge. We'll have pool tables, ping pong tables, barbershop, entertainment centers. Now we have exactly what they need in the right location. They come into an area they know is theirs, that's not interrupted by public hallways or other departments that are just, I wouldn't say traipsing through, but need those spaces to get from one environment to another. Now they have their dedicated area that is for them, for the support staff, for them, the equipment manager, the equipment staff, the training staff, the coaches have an easy access down solely to their area. So they know when they're coming in, they have no interruption other than football to do what they need to do.
Well, thanks to Sherwin-Williams, 10 lucky fans are going to get the opportunity to get an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of the new training facility right here in Berea with a Browns player as their personal tour guide. But to find out more, you got to watch future episodes of Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Now, Sarah, up next, we're going to take a look at Xavier Cooper. He's no stranger to being treated like an underdog. Faced with a learning disability, we're going to find out his path to becoming a Cleveland Brown.
Me, I'm super lucky to even be playing, you know, in the National Football League, you know, if you look back at my story.
Xavier Cooper is a complicated 24-year-old young man, but he's very, very wise for his age.
I always think it's a good thing I had him second, because if I would have had him first, we probably have never had a second child because he was so difficult to raise.
Well, it's the smile. We always come back to a smile, and you know, he just always picked everybody up and after beating them up.
He's overcome adversity.
I think he was destined to be an athlete.
Xavier Cooper is a beast.
Football is at its purest form is a fight. At the end of the day, you got to line up. And it's either me or it's him. I want to be the hammer. I don't want to be the nail. And so I think at the end of the day, you know, you got to line up. You got to have an attitude that, you know, I'm gonna take this man and I'm gonna push him back and I'm gonna make me a play.
He could run. He's probably one of the fastest boys I've got to coach. At that size and 46 years of coaching.
A line coach, and I said, this guy looks good. Is he as quick as I think he is? And they both kind of nodded and they said, yeah, he's got the feet. He's got the feet, and that's impossible to coach. We just need to get him in the weight room.
That X ran track in high school at 256 pounds. He ran 100 meters. And a lot of people laughed at him until he won a lot of his heat, so he's been blessed.
Well, it was pretty clear his junior year that he could be going to college to play football. We all knew that.
X has always had a challenge with his studies.
He's got this amazingly supportive family, and so they were very involved.
For me to diagnose a playbook is hard. You know, I have to spend extra time doing that. For me to read a book is hard. For me to, you know, write a paper is hard. But, you know, I challenge myself and I continue to push myself.
He was academically ineligible coming out of Wilson High School. So in order for him to enroll into Wilson, he had to sit out a year, essentially. And during that year, we actually both went to a local community college, TCC. And, you know, he had to, you know, get his grades in line in order to make that jump to the Division I football. So
he took a lot of grief about that. He struggled with that.
I didn't believe in myself at times because of the situation I was tossed in, you know, low GPA, might have not had the biggest, wasn't the tallest, wasn't the fastest, wasn't the biggest, you know, but I had something about me.
Pretty inspirational stuff, Sarah, from Xavier Cooper. I know I want to see a little bit more, and guess what? We've got some more coming up next. Stay tuned.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, DeMario Davis visits football powerhouse Ginn Academy.
You try your hardest? Is that your best?
Nice. And Gary Barnidge takes us to the movies.
Please put your snow caps in your popcorn.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now up next, we're going to see part two of our Xavier Cooper story. And in this piece, you're going to see how he plans to become one of the best in the entire NFL.
If you believe it or not, there was one point where X couldn't do push-ups, he couldn't do sit-ups, he couldn't do pull-ups. And, you know, during his time when he was out, that you know, his first year of college, I mean, X couldn't do one pull-up to save his life. He was 260 pounds, but, you know, that was pretty interesting. And now the kid, I mean, could do anything.
You know, I graduated with a little bit over a 1.9 GPA now. You know, in most statistics, I wasn't supposed to make it to college and I wasn't supposed to make it to graduate.
Xavier was a pain in the butt.
So I kind of, you know, didn't have a relationship that I wanted to have with my dad till I got older and I realized all the valuable things he was trying to teach me, you know, are starting to come true and I needed his help.
Well, I had tryouts with the old Baltimore Colts, which dates me, and the old Houston Oilers. In between that, I had 2 years playing semi-pro ball. So I was in both camps. I was in as a rookie in both camps, and I lasted through both camps and then got released. And the thing that I wanted him to be mindful of was the work that was ahead of him. He has to stay focused, both mentally and physically, about what it was going to take to get to that next level. Once you're released, you know, you have to make a decision on what you're going to do with your life and take whatever the consequences are, because it's a tough profession. It's one of the toughest professions out of all the professional sports.
how hungry you were to get you to the National Football League, keep that hunger for you to stay in the National Football League, because it's hard to get here, but it's even hard to stay here. New coaches come in. Nobody's guaranteed a job. I might not be with the Cleveland Browns. That's just how it goes. But I'm going to do everything I can within my control to make this team every year. And you're going to have to go through life, you know, making your own choices. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who are looking up, you know, looking up to you. And I felt, you know, when I was drafted, everybody was drafted with me, including my city.
Yeah, it's so unreal or surreal that I just don't even feel that comfortable talking about it. Sometimes it seems like it's not really happening.
I'm amazed at what he's accomplished, what he knows, and he's got his eyes set on a vision, not only in just in the NFL, but after the NFL.
You know, I challenge myself and I continue to push myself. You know, I'm doing statistics right now, and that's one bit of the hardest classes I've ever took in my college career. But, you know, I put in the extra work. I'm working with a tutor right now, and we're putting in that work to get it done. And, you know, right now, I'm on the pace to graduate in May, and that'll be huge for me and my family.
He knows what he wants to do, and I'm very, very proud of what my son has accomplished in 24 years.
Well, Xavier Cooper was an absolute beast at Washington State. He had 13 sacks throughout his career, and we hope that continues right here with the Cleveland Browns. Now, up next, we're going to take a trip out to the Ginn Academy, where the Cleveland Browns Foundation sponsors life coaches. Well, some of those life coaches include Xavier Cooper and DeMario Davis. Take a look.
What I want to tell to y'all, man, is education is important. I'm not here to shatter the dreams and tell y'all not going to make it to the league or make it professional sports or do anything like that, but just make sure y'all have a backup plan, man. I had, you know, 1.9 GPA, I believe, when I graduated, and, you know, one of the reasons I want to be a principal is because I had, you know, great principals at the time when I was, you know, in school, and they worked hands-on with me, and I was inspired by that. So you catch it now, and you just keep progressing, you know, year after year. So, you know, you got the right mindset. It's all a mindset. You got it. You know, standing here today, that's something, you know, I can do, you know, is go back and give back so I can help another person get to where I'm at or be better.
You try your hardest? Is that your best?
Nah, so.
That ain't your best, brother, then that ain't good. If that's your best, then that's your best. But if that ain't your best, then that ain't good enough. Young men need other men investing into their lives, showing you what living a successful life looks like, you know, what living a positive life looks like. Just being that type of mentor, it changes the trajectory of your life.
Having the Cleveland Browns a part of Ginn Academy and the school and the community is awesome, especially for me, you know, being a Browns fan, and the kids with the Cleveland Browns being so close, and they watch them on TV, so to actually have them here answering questions, giving advice was pretty cool. They also fund the youth support life coaches here at the Ginn Academy, so it's a partnership hand in hand. They help us and give us the resources that we need to help the students.
It's so important to give back, but especially to the next generation, because that's who has the greatest chance of changing the future world. And so just want to leave the world a better place than when I came into it. And so the best way to do it is to pass what I've learned down to the youth.
Now, if you'd like more information about the Ginn Academy, you can visit clevelandbrowns.com/community. Our Dog Pound will be right back.
When we return, Coach Chris Tabor talks about his staying power with the Browns.
Every spring, regardless if it's a new coach or staff that's been there for a while, you're starting at ground zero again. And you're reteaching.
And new Brown, Raheem Moore, tells us which NFL player he looks up to most. You won't want to miss it.
It's the best gift anyone can ever have, man. It's worth more than $1 billion, seriously.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, Coach Tabor is the most tenured coach on the Browns staff, been here since 2010, and there's no hiding his passion. Let's take a look behind the scenes and see what he's most excited about this season.
Every spring, regardless if it's a new coach or a staff that's been there for a while, you're starting at ground zero again, and you're reteaching. And to me, the challenges of how to present the material, how a player can learn from you, those are the fun things that I always like and get so excited about the off season, because it's the first day of school and everyone gets excited for the first day of school, and then you begin to work your plan. So hopefully by graduation time, everybody's ready to go and they've had a good experience.
Listen, if you go, remember, I'm not, when I address the block and here's the returner, I don't want to end up on the side of the block. There's two good positions. Either right here, I can shed and go, get his hands off me and play, or I beat him and I stack it. That, you were so close, I'd be right here so I can play it, okay? All right, here we go. Last one, buddy, last one.
I consider myself a teacher. That's what I always wanted to be. I wanted to be a school teacher and a football coach. And I just had the opportunity to just kind of keep growing through the profession and had different opportunities come along that I decided to do. But every time I go in the classroom and teach something on film or I go out onto the field, that is my classroom. If I can help a player get better on the field and off the field, then I feel like I'm doing my job.
That's it. Here we go. Right hash, 25. Right 25. There you go. Good, ABC. Hey, Taylor, that's it. Good job.
The draft time is always an exciting time because you're acquiring new players. And when you're acquiring new players, essentially you're getting more new students that you're going to have the opportunity to teach. Anytime when you lose guys or they go to another team, so be it. That's part of the business, and that's what we – special teams is always evolving, and it's very fluid. But we'll be excited about the guys that are coming in and the guys that we get to coach. So we need to get them up to speed, and when we do, that will give us an opportunity to be good on special teams.
Now, I know Coach Tabor is looking forward to this year's draft class, but someone already on the team I know he's excited to work with is newly signed DB Raheem Moore. He's loved the game of football since he was 5 years old. So let's go ahead and find out a little more about him in this week's Browns Blitz.
I fell in love with football in 1995. Flag football, I knew that was a sport for me. I was so rough and tough and just... a guy that's running in the street with no shoes on, just very rough, scars everywhere. My mom said, we have to do something with this guy. And I told her to put me in football. She's very happy that she did it.
Man, listen, ain't nothing like playing football, man. It's the best gift anyone can ever have, man. It's worth more than $1 billion, seriously.
When I first had my dog pound jersey, I was very happy. I was like, wow, I felt like I was getting drafted. The NFL player that I admire the most is, I'm going to have to go with two guys. I'm going to have to go with my boy Stephon Gilmore from the Buffalo Bills. He's a great father. He's a great friend. He's a brother. And, you know, Joe Thomas, he's a guy that I've always respected. I never forget when you guys came and played us in Denver. I've heard his name a lot, you know, how great he was and how many Pro Bowls he's been to. I didn't know what number he was. So I realized the rushers that we had, like Devers Dumerville and Von Miller, that whole game, we didn't have a sack, and they thrived on sacks. And when I came back the next day and we watched the film, I knew who 73 was. The greatest play I've ever been a part of is the first interception that I get with the Cleveland Browns. That's my greatest play.
Well, let me be the first to say the Dog Pound is certainly looking forward to that first interception. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, Gary goes to the movies.
I think it was just something that I did with my parents, and they brought me. I just enjoyed it so much, and I always wanted to go. And then growing up, I always wanted to go to the movies.
Well, we know that Gary Barnidge loves to go to the movies, Sarah, right? And we know that he loves to take the fans. Well, this past week, he got a chance to get a private screening of a movie that has not been released yet. It's called Criminal. It stars Kevin Costner and Ryan Reynolds. We're going to take a look at that night right now.
So right now, I'm at my house. Tonight, a studio contacted me and gave me a film, Criminal, to be screened. We're going to let you show it. We'll give you the theater and all these seats. And it's actually seeing it before it comes out. I started my movie giveaway my last year in Carolina. I wanted to do something different to give back to the fans. I was trying to find out something that ties into what I like to do and something that other people weren't doing. And I'm a huge movie buff, love movies, go to movies all the time. And I've done it for the last 4 years now, and it's been great turnouts. Just getting bigger and bigger each year, and it's been a lot of fun. You meet a lot of cool people, and then I bring teammates, so they get to meet teammates. I don't really tell people who's coming because I don't want more people to show up just because certain guys are there. I want you to come because you want to come, not because of who's showing up. So you usually find out when you get there who's coming. Frank here? He's always taking the time off. Why is Frank off? What's going on?
He just had a baby.
Oh, okay. He didn't tell me that. Can I get a large Coke, a nacho, and a snow caps?
Yes.
I think it was probably the first time I watched The Goonies at like age 6. I think that's what got me into movies. I think it was just something that I did with my parents, and they brought me, and I just enjoyed it so much, and I always wanted to go. So then growing up, I always wanted to go to the movies. Before high school and in high school, I just cared about going to the movies. That's what I wanted to do. That was what was fun for me.
Look at this thing he's got. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Nice to meet you
as well.
Gary, how you doing, bud?
Good, how about yourself? Please put your snow caps in your popcorn.
Bro, is that a
bag? It is. You get a little chocolate, sweet and salty.
Wait, I'm a little jealous. You got to see that movie early. One of the perks of being a current NFL player.
By the way, Criminal open nationwide on Friday.
All right, Dog Pound, thanks for joining us. But don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. An all-new Dog Pound report is coming up right now. It features Mark Sessler from the NFL Network.
And don't forget, head on over to ClevelandBrowns.com to get your single game tickets for this season. The sale ends tomorrow. We'll see you next week, Dog Pound.